My name's Aaron Brown. I'm 30 years old. I came from probably, I would say, a upper middle class family, raised in a Christian home. And when I turned 15, that's when I started doing drugs. I started smoking marijuana at 15 and drinking heavily. 17, I snorted my first line of cocaine.
When did heroin enter your life?
Out of high school, I got into the union. I was a tile finisher in the bricklayers union and started making a lot of money, which in turn allowed me to live that party life. And, you know, heroin was the drug that me and my friends said that we'd never do, because when we thought about heroin, we pictured some junkie in an alley shooting up. And to us, that was just dirty. And I remember my best friend, that he called me up one day, and he told me, he said, "You're never going to believe what I did last night." And I asked him what, and he said, "Heroin." And I said, "You shot up heroin?" And he said, "No, I snorted it." And I had never heard of that. And so I was willing to experiment. And like I said, I had been used to snorting cocaine, so snorting something wasn't a big deal. And the next day I tried it, and I fell in love with it.
Tell us about your struggles with heroin.
Through the course of the last 10 years, I've been on a roller coaster ride. I've been in treatment 9 times. I've totaled 5 cars from nodding off at the wheel. I've overdosed 3 times, no pulse, no heartbeat. And I've just felt hopeless, worthless, you know, that hopeless feeling of despair. And, you know, my whole life I've felt like I've been caught in a catch-22. You know, when I was getting high, all I could think about was getting clean, and when I was clean, all I could think about was getting high.
What did the drug make you feel like when you were using it?
Well, I didn't have to feel anything. I didn't have to deal with life. I didn't have to worry about my bills, credit cards, you know, what anybody thought about me. I didn't have to worry about fitting in.
Did the threat of dying ever cross your mind?
Yeah, but it got to the point, most definitely the thought of dying crossed my mind, you know, on a daily basis. And but it got to the point where I figured death would be better than how I was living.
Can you talk about how heroin landed you in jail?
Yeah, well, when I got into the union in 99, and the union put me through treatment twice. Obviously, I'd got caught getting high on the job. They put me in treatment twice. The third time I got caught, I got fired. And so I could no longer support my addiction through work. And I started stealing. First time I went to prison was for felony theft of firearms. The second time I went was for burglary. And that's what I did to support my addiction. I stole every day. Went from store to store, supported my addiction that way.
We hear so much anecdotal evidence nowadays of heroin use being prevalent among younger people, i.e. teens and early 20s. Obviously, that's something you went through. Do you see it as a major problem?
Most definitely. You know, I know so many people that come from good families, rich families, you know, Christian families that have indulged in heroin now.
We hear so many reasons why heroin is popular with younger people these days. I know you made reference to the snorting factor, that it doesn't appear as threatening that way. What do you think is attracting teens and 20-somethings to this drug?
Well, I think that I don't know what attracts them to it. I know a lot of people aren't informed of the consequences of heroin. You know, when I first started doing heroin, nobody told me, hey, if you do this drug every day for 2-3 weeks, you're going to get physically addicted to it, and you won't be able to get off of it. You'll have to go through a sickness that you can't even imagine. It's like going through the flu times 50.
Getting back to your friends, do you keep in contact with any of your friends that you used heroin with?
Over the phone. I talked to a few of them over the phone. Some of them are still struggling, but I don't hang out with anybody I used to hang out with. You know, I look at this as, you know, my life's at stake, and I believe that you're a product of your environment. I choose to surround myself with people that do what I do today. Go to church, go to meetings, go to the gym, do positive things.
Now that you've been sober for several months, what do you think the key is to maintaining your sobriety?
I mean, obviously that's the primary purpose is to stay clean. What I'm working on today is just becoming a better person, becoming a better father, a better son, a better brother, keeping my eyes focused on God. If I take my eyes off God, or a higher power for those people who don't believe in God, some type of a higher power, if I take my eyes off of him, then it's only a matter of time before I get high again.